A nightly stroll with the dog in Glanmire. The dog in question is a Cotton de Tulier. That's a bit of a mouthful, but if you just think of a ball of cotton, probably cotton wool, well, that's really what he looks like some of the time. And he's a small little thing with short legs. That haven't yet been amputated. Don't ask me why I've said that. Don't hold me to it. This is the purpose of this, is take the dog for a ramble. And the dog can say anything he likes, and I won't censor him. So if he starts to bark, or if he doesn't bark, that's all right. My God, I thought I heard a cow. I swear that's happened before, you know. And now, those of you who know Glanmire know that although it's out in the country, it's not really in the country, in the sense that I'm not surrounded by cows and horses and sheep and goats. But I am surrounded by rabbits that are all in hiding at the moment. And I keep hoping that hares will come and live on this estate. So yeah, it's damp, it's wet. It's almost like a sea mist blowing on my back, and thank goodness it's on the back. But when I think about it, if it's on the back, on the front nine, it'll be into my face on the back nine. So there's no getting away from it. And the dog has been tied up in the house to one of the legs of my desk in my office. I've been tidying my office. And I tied him up on the desk, to the desk, so that he'd feel secure and loved and wanted, and not have too much space to feel anxious within. So he sat there quite peacefully while I shuffled papers and actually did a very good job getting the office into some sort of shape, because the office has had a bad year in 2011. Oh, I hear a car. We don't often hear very much on this walk, do we, Rocky? No, we don't. And it's so much so that you feel like running after that car, don't you? Yeah. I know what you mean. But we won't. It's gone by. Now, somewhere down here is a person. I nearly said a man, and that would have been very sexist of me, because I actually have never seen the driver or if I have seen the driver, I've forgotten what the driver looks like. So I've no way of knowing if the driver of the Bewley's van outside the house I'm now parking is a man or a woman. All I know is that they deal in black coffee. Black beans, you know. That kind of dangerous stuff that gets you all excited and frisky. Keeps you awake and doesn't let you sleep. No, I'm not talking about crack cocaine. I'm talking about black beans of coffee. Okay, here we are. We're moving along. The dog's, his hair has got longer since I last spoke to you. Yes, it has actually grown. Yes, it has grown one millimetre of a millimetre, and it that means that it waves a little bit more in the wind. And there is a bit of a wind, but his centre of gravity is low, so he doesn't get blown away. One of the great advantages of short dogs is that they don't get picked up by storms and blown up in the air. Dogs with long legs, I'm sure, have that risk attached to them, because of a big waft of wind gets underneath their belly, you know. They could easily be picked up and blown away. I'm sure Roald Dahl used to write about dogs that got blown away in the wind. Certainly A.A. Milne. I'm thinking, of course, of the dear old bear clinging to the balloon, going in search of honey. I think he was actually shot down, wasn't he? My goodness, that house has several lights, meaning 1,000 of them, and there are sparklers outside, and you think Christmas was about to come around the corner any day now. Have you taken your Christmas tree bunting down yet? The habit here in Ireland and in Glanmire is that you wait until Little Christmas on the 6th of January. That's the culture here. Although I have actually met some people who told me that as soon as 12 o'clock had passed on New Year's first day, they had a very strong impulse to pack the whole lot up into a box and crack into the new year with a more minimalist space around them. But somehow or other, there's a big Santa missing. There was a large blow-up Santa here outside one of the houses before Christmas, and it's gone. So maybe it was taken away by the real Santa. Maybe Rudolph nicked it. By the way, here's a question for you. What's different about Rudolph? Yeah, I'll tell you. You don't know the answer, do you? Okay, give up. All right, Rocky, what do you think? Yes, Rudolph was a girl. Yeah. Yes, indeed, Rudolph was a girl reindeer. Now, if you didn't know that, then you join the vast majority of the human race who assume that all the reindeers are male. Why? I don't know. But anyway, here we are, first walking the dog audio, I think, of 2012. So, on the 4th. And I cannot see any stars tonight. I have actually been out every single night of the year. In fact, some nights I've been out incredibly late because I fell victim to an addiction. Yes, I was given a dreadful present by one of my sons. It was a boxed set of the whole of Series 1 and the whole of Series 2 of Downton Abbey. This is really like giving nicotine to somebody who used to be a smoker, because the thing has been so bloody addictive. You know, so darned addictive. And I just felt myself to be putty in the hands of an ace soap maker. The whole thing, whoops. Now suddenly the dog launched into a run, as if he saw a ghost behind him and wanted to get away from it quickly. This must be very, very windy, Roddy. Roddy Jenkins, if you're listening to this over there in Somerset. I was listening to you doing walkies yesterday, I think it was, and it was like being up on the heath. With Lear or something like that. There was such a gale blowing. Don't know what this one sounds like. I really must get something that will cut out the wind out of the audio booze. Yeah. Talking about booze, I hope I'll be able to get a bottle of ice wine tomorrow. Yeah, this is very important, because the brother and the sister-in-law are coming. Rocky, what do you think of that? You're going to have visitors. Mm-hmm. Visitors, Rocky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop wagging the tail. They won't be bringing you chocolate or sweets or anything like that. We don't allow dogs to have chocolate or chicken bones in our house. Nope, both of those are banned. So, okay, stop rambling, Paul. Well, carry on rambling, Paul, but have some respect for other people's time. So, oh, did you hear that? There is a person out here with a dog on a lead. Difficult to tell the gender of the person, I mean. Good night! It's a little terrier of some sort who has been barking. Well, come on, Rocky, we'll go. Yeah, it's too late for a date. Okay, all the very best. Paul O'Mahony and his best friend. Well, I don't really mean best friend. Maybe my best canine friend, Rocky, saying goodnight.